What's good, guys? Welcome back to Black Star Podcast. And boy, y'all, Derrick Jackson. The relationship guru. The man that talks about men in a sense of what men should do to make a woman happy. Has gotten exposed by his ex-wife in an interview. Now, I'm not going to be talking about his ex-wife and her part in it. But I want to speak to the ladies that are still defending this man that so many ladies talk about men being trash for. So, our resident simp enforcer, Derrick Jackson, has gotten exposed by his ex-wife for being a narcissistic liar. Now, I understand a lot of black men get that label just for, or a lot of men in general, get that label for just speaking out against some of the egregious shit that a lot of ladies do. So I understand that. But this man right here is a failure of a husband. See, the funny and crazy part of it is this man got his wife in college. She did it the right way. And this pathological cheating son bitch did wrong. Now, like I said, I don't really give a fuck about him or her issues. It's not really my place or not really my, how to say it. It's not really my place to comment on somebody else's affairs. That's how I feel. That's how I believe. That's how I feel about it. That's what I believe about it. And that's my honest truth about the situation. Him as a man has failed to get his part of the deal right. And the bad part is you still have ladies supporting him. My question is to the ladies that are supporting this guy. Was it fun when he made y'all look stupid? And that is the actual question I would ask. See, y'all wanted to call out his wife. But why are you still following and supporting a man that's been shown to be a contradiction to his own message? Because of the muscles, because of the chocolatey dark skin that you ladies love to say that his man has. Or is it because what you're saying is not what you actually believe? Is that true? Or is it false? But a lot of you ladies ain't sugar and spice and everything nice like you say you are. Some of y'all have dealt with the Pookie and Ray Rays of every group. Not just black men, but white men, Chads, Asian men, the Lees, Hispanics, the Latino men, the Enrique or the Jose or the Junior. Ladies, this manosphere content that you ladies are supposedly angry about, let me put a little bug in your ear. We talk about these issues so that you can see a game plan of what men who are builders think. We are basically giving you the game plan to our mindset. We are giving you the playbook of what men of traditional values see and want in women. That is a playbook so that you can become the exact same thing that the man that you want wants, or you will continuously get put in a category of use, smash and dash, skeet and yeet, hook and book. That is exactly what men put you in a category of. And the fact of the matter is that a lot of ladies love to sit here and call this space misogynistic. Believe me, there are some misogynistic pigs on this bitch. But the problem is, you avoid channels like Dr. T.S.R. Johnson, O'Shea Duke Jackson, Angry Man, the Angry Guy, Dennis Burling, even. Men are basically expressing online, on YouTube and on Facebook and on TikTok, of what we want and what we're looking for. But you have gotten in your head to where you believe that these men don't deserve it, which in actuality is false, because you as women are supposed to hook the man and get the man to fall for you. Here's why. There are less men in the world population than you are. Specifically for American women. American women are seen as arrogant, ignorant, and all overall hoes. That's what American women are looked at as. So foreign men are not coming over here to the Western countries for you. That's specifically for American and Western women. These men are not coming to date you. And if they are dating you, just understand that they're dating you just for a green card, and that's the only thing that they want. Now, when men leave, since technically American men are the top 5 to 10% of men in the entire world, far as money-wise, specifically America, we're looked at as the prize all over the world. And the problem is, you ladies don't want to compete with the world, with the global population of women, for that specific man that you've been avoiding for the past 15, 20 years. Then when a man goes out of the country and finds a Filipina a Venezuelan, a Colombian, a Dominican, a Brazilian, a Thai woman, Cambodian woman, Chinese woman, South Korean woman. Then you get in your then you get in arm getting up in arms saying, "Oh, he just sold out. He just left." No, you failed to compete. And the problem is, when you men are seeing the fact that you are failing to compete and are throwing all of these insults and hurls at these men just to keep them to stay. When in actuality, you ought to be competing and showing what this showing this man what you have to offer him. See, you believe that, oh, I'm supposed to have two men, or I'm supposed to have this and that. No, ma'am. There's more of you than us. Now, if it was the reverse thing, I could see it, but it's not. There's more of you than us, and that's excluding the population of bi and trans genders in that pool. So there's a smaller percentage of heterosexual straight men of all races in the Western society. So what are you going to do? Are you going to continue to perpetuate this lie of men ain't shit, or are you going to actually fucking put your damn big girl panties on and start fighting for what you really want? That's the real question. Are you going to stay talking, popping your damn chops, running, talking on that rah-rah shit, thinking that you are above approach, above competing for a man that is willing to go to work, willing to do everything he got to do to provide for his family? Are you willing to just letting, are you just willing to not even compete for a man of that caliber? And that's what a lot of you ladies need to ask yourselves. Do I compete for this man that I know is a good man that's willing to work, or am I going to just believe in my tiny ass head that I'm going to get a top 1% man, knowing damn well there's more women and there's more women after that man than you? But anyways, like, subscribe to the channel, support the podcast on Spotify, comment. See you guys on the flip side. I will start doing more of these because, you know, your boy, some things have came up. So I'm gonna be more free in the evenings to do more podcast episodes. So I will see you guys on the flip side, and thank you guys for listening. Bye, guys.